Hey, you guys. The book that I'm reviewing this week, if you looked at the title, you already probably know why I picked this one. What actually ended up happening was that I've been reading a lot of stuff on my Kindle Unlimited. So all of these that I have been doing like the last few weeks and the ones that I'm probably going to be doing in the foreseeable future are ebooks. So I'm not going to have them to hold up, which kind of sucks, but whatever. I just like put them up here somewhere in the video. So I had actually started reading a different book to do for this show, and I might get around to finishing that one at some point too, because it was an author that someone had recommended to me, but I'd never read the author before, and I'm not going to say who it is, but I started reading it, and it's just, I got about maybe a little less than halfway through, and I'm just like, gosh, I'm just really not, like, it's good, but I'm just really not getting into it, and it just kind of seemed like a slog. And so I was like, well, you know, I still have time to, like, pick another book and read it. So I was scrolling through the new horror offerings that are available on Kindle Unlimited, and this little gem turned up right here. This actually came out back in October of 2021, so it's fairly new. And this book, this charming tome, is called Man, Fuck This House. And as soon as I saw that title and that it was for free on Kindle, you know me, I was just like, oh my God, that looks like, I told Tom about it and Tom said, that sounds like something I would name a book. And I said, that's probably why I thought it was funny. So I was like, okay, I have to read this. So I was like, even if it's not that good, just that title, I love it so much that I'm sure I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm happy to report that this was actually a ton of fun. This book was really, really fun. So I don't want to spoil too much about it because, like I said, it's pretty new. So the guy that wrote it, Brian Asman, he's apparently, I don't know how many, he's written several books prior to this and has been in a bunch of anthologies, usually like bizarro type of fiction. So I kind of feel like, I haven't read any of his other stuff, like I said, but other reviews of this book, there aren't that many because it just came out. But other reviews of this book, some people said that this book was a little bit different than what he would normally do, in the sense that I don't know if they meant that it was kind of more normal than what he would usually do, because I kind of thought that was like the unspoken implication, but I could be totally wrong. So like I said, he's kind of more known for doing quote unquote bizarro fiction. This one has elements of that, but it's pretty straightforward. It's funny, but I don't know. I don't want to say it's like not as funny as you might be expecting. Like, it's not goofy. It is actually kind of a cool story, and it does have a lot of, you know, kind of really cool elements to it. It's sort of like a haunted house story. I mean, it is a haunted house story, but it goes in some directions you maybe don't expect, which, like I said, that kind of ties in with the whole bizarro thing, which I don't really want to spoil, because I went into this book only knowing, oh my God, that's an awesome title, and I really like the cover as well. So and I didn't know anything about it. I didn't even read the synopsis. I was just like, with that title, how can this be bad? And it's not. It's not. It was actually quite wonderful. So the setup of this is that there's a family, the Haskins family. You got your dad, Hal, who's like your typical dad. He like sells reverse mortgages. He's kind of like dumpy. He tells dad jokes and makes sports metaphors. And he's just kind of like, not a bad guy, but he's not a real exciting guy. You know what I mean? So he has a wife named Sabrina, who I guess when she was younger had some sort of aspirations of sort of doing something with her life. But she's kind of one of those women that, you know, you just kind of like end up in this place, and she's not unhappy, but she didn't really mean to be there. So she ends up married to Hal, and she's like, I love him. Maybe it's like, she doesn't really think all that much about it. She ended up having two kids. She has like a daughter and a son, and ended up being a homemaker, which is something that she didn't really expect. So she's sort of like dissatisfied with her life. Like I said, not unhappy, but kind of feel like she never lived up to her true potential, and that she kind of got, you know, sort of maneuvered into these situations without really, you know, she didn't have a lot of ambition and ended up somewhere she didn't expect to. So they also have two kids, Michaela, the daughter, who I think is 10 or 12. I can't remember how old she was. She's a little bit older. And then there's the youngest son, whose name is Damien. And the reason that his name is Damien is because when Sabrina had him, I guess like she wasn't expecting it, and she didn't really jibe with the kid right away. And her and this kid, this is actually one of the funniest things about this book, is that her and the kid have a real contentious relationship. She just cannot bond with him at all, but a lot of it is because some of the chapters are told from the kid's point of view, from Damien's point of view. Damien is a kid. He's still a kid, but he's kind of one of those really super precocious children, and he thinks it's funny, and also kind of, he's very, very superior, and he almost like thinks it's funny that Sabrina is afraid of him, so he plays up kind of this, like, he'll do creepy shit on purpose just to, like, get her goat, you know what I mean? So it's, like, this really fractious relationship between the two of them. And there's one scene, like, later on where the dad even asks her outright, do you hate our son? Just because she can't, you know, she can't really talk to him, she can't really relate to him because the kid is weird. But like I said, the kid's weird on purpose. Like, when they do, when his internal monologue is going, you can see that he's just a very, very intelligent child, but the fact that he kind of thinks everyone else is an idiot. He's one of those kind of like intelligent people, even though he's only like 8 or 10 or something. So he's like that, but he just finds it amusing that his mother thinks that he's like a demon child. So he tries to like play that up just to scare her. So there's that kind of whole thing going on too. So they lived in this one place, and then the dad, Hal, he gets a transfer to this kind of small town. And they end up buying this house. It's like a nice little craftsman or whatever, which is actually much nicer than their old house because Hal got a promotion. So, as I said, very standard setup. So you have kind of like this, you know, this family dynamic, which is really amusing. I actually really liked the dynamic between it because the daughter, who's a little bit older than Damien, she's kind of like his henchman in a way. You know what I mean? Like, she's the only one in the family that knows what the kid is actually like, that he's not really a hellspawn, that he's, like, actually a pretty normal kid, just, like, really intelligent. But so she just, like, goes along with all these pranks that he's playing. Although it gets to a point where he's, like, doing some pranks and she's like, yeah, I'm not down with that anymore. But for a while, they're kind of like henchmen. So they move into this house. Sabrina, like I said, is kind of a stay-at-home parent, and she's kind of having a hard time adjusting. She really likes the new house, like it's her dream house, but you do get a sense, too, that she's kind of maybe settling, like, you know, well, this is better than where we were, and, you know, maybe everything will change here, maybe something exciting will happen and shit like that. And, oh, yeah, something exciting certainly happens. Now, as I said, it kind of starts out, like, she meets the neighbor. They have this woman that lives across the street whose name is Zephyr. And she's, like, your typical, like, aging hippie type of woman. She kind of plays into the story later on, but that's some good characterization as well. But, yeah, so a lot of stuff happens where Sabrina is kind of at the house alone because her kids start school. Her car is being shipped from wherever they were before, and it's, like, a long distance. It's, like, 6 states or something. And she's having her car shipped, but it's not there yet. So her husband is at work, so she's kind of at home, you know, in the house all day, and she's kind of trying to, like, clean it up and make it all nice for them and everything like that. And then a very, very weird thing happens while she's unpacking their stuff. She sees this dude, and this is like a week or so like after the movers have already left, and she's kind of like at the house alone and she's unpacking. She sees this dude walk downstairs into the basement with one of their boxes and say, hey, where do you want this? And she's like, what, who are you? And then she's like, over there. And then he puts it over there, and then he kind of vanishes into this crawl space that there's really no way that he could fit into. And she's kind of like looking there going, what the fuck did I just see? So it's like, this wigs her the fuck out, as it would. Now, interestingly, like I said, I don't want to spoil too much about this because it's really good to go into it not really knowing where it's going. There is some ambiguity over what is what she's seeing really what's going on, or is she losing it? Because for a long time, her family thinks she's losing it, which, like I said, that's pretty common for haunted house stories. But this story has a lot of elements to it that are kind of unique for like a haunted house story, even though the structure of it is kind of like a traditional haunted house story. But the characterization and the directions that it goes in kind of really make this one a very, very fun experience. Interestingly, and one thing, and I will say this, even though it's not entirely a spoiler, but the things that she sees in the house, you know how most haunted house stories, like fucked up shit starts happening in the house, And but it's usually like malevolent, or even if it doesn't start malevolent, it's kind of like scary. Now this is kind of scary too, but all of the stuff that happens initially is stuff that is helpful to Sabrina in particular. You know what I mean? It's kind of stuff like I said, she sees a dude that's just like carrying her boxes that was too heavy for her to carry, or she'll think about taking a bath and she'll go up and a really nice warm bath has been drawn for her and stuff. So it's kind of like at first that the haunting is sort of catering to her whims. And that's kind of as far as I want to take it, because when I got to that point, I'm like, whew, this is like an interesting wrinkle, because normally, you know, normally haunted house stories, like they're either doing like indifferent shit, like, you know, closing doors or whatever, or they're doing some stuff that's like actively malevolent. And this one starts out kind of different to that. And that was like really intriguing, because I was like really interested to see where it would go. So, but like I said, this is a very fairly new book. And if you have Kindle Unlimited, you can read it for free. So I actually would recommend that you go read this, as apparently it's not as off the wall maybe as some of his earlier stuff, at least according to some of the reviews I've read. I don't know, because I haven't read them, but this was really, I mean, I'm really glad I picked this one because I mean, like I said, I thought that title is like so awesome that it's like, even if it's not that good, you know, that's still, I still love the title. But happily, I had a great time with this. And honestly, I think I might have read it in a single sitting, or maybe like a sitting and a half or something like that. I mean, it just flew by, and I just had such a great time with it. It's just so fun. Like, all the characters are fun, especially that kid, Damien, this like kind of demon child. I saw one reviewer that said he kind of reminded her of Stewie, like from Family Guy. And yeah, I wasn't thinking that when I read it, but when she brought it up, I was like, yeah, I see what you're saying with that, where he's kind of like this super genius, but you know, he's like real superior, but he is a good kid, and he's a real kid, like at heart. He's not like a evil mastermind or anything, but he is like really precocious and really superior. But he's a lot more normal than he like lets on, because it amuses him, you know, for people to think that he's evil or whatever. But yeah, so please go on Kindle Unlimited, or actually it's probably be better for the author if you buy the paperback, because they have that available too. But if you have Kindle Unlimited, you really have no reason to not go read this, because it's super, super fun, and it's gonna go in like a bunch of directions that you don't expect. And it was just, I just had a blast reading this one. So yeah, it's called Man, Fuck This House by Brian Asman. Please go read it. It's so amusing. So that'll do it for this Tomes of Terror, and I will see you guys on the next one. Bye.